marching away without a backward glance. Cork now called to the young'uns.
Best put your move on, or afternoon tea'll be all gone.
Humphrey hurried to catch him up.
What's that?
His grandfather was well versed in the habits of other beasts.
Course we got a hare to feed. Have you ever seen one of those lollipop rascal scoffing victuals?
The three young friends confessed that they had not. Corksnout stepped up his pace.
Well, you've got a surprise in store.
When they had gone, the dead crow stirred, but not of its own volition. Two other carrion crows that it had landed on top of emerged from the ditch, leaving their slain comrade. They were part of the mission to kidnap a red waller. Shaking mud from his plumage, the smaller of the two spoke fearfully.
We cannot go back and tell Leader Viku that his plan failed.
The larger crow disagreed.
We have more to report. Did you not hear the earth crawlers tell how a prince of thieves stole the eyes of the Doomwhite? They must be hidden inside the big stone house.
The smaller bird blinked his quick dark eyes.
Hurrah! You are right, brother. We will tell him this.
A moment later they were two dark shapes, flapping off into the pounding rain. Beyond the great cave which contained the Isle of Statue lay another cavern, not as large as the main chamber, but still of an impressive size. This was the inner sanctum of Corvus Scare and his serpent, Sicaris. The interior was silent, save for the constant tripping of water. Firefly lanterns and smouldering torches made it a place of sinister, elongated shadows. The climate was more temperate. It was not suffused by green mists from a volcanic pool. However, it did boast its own expanse of water, deep, still, and icy cold. The raven tyrant perched on a rock, overlooking the subterranean lake. He stared down into its translucent depths, watching the pale, sightless fish and other small reptilian denizens which dwelt there. The snake coiled on Corvus's head stared unblinkingly at the long, sinuous bulk which was threading upward through the water.
See, our wells come.
Even the tyrant, Corvus Scare, was cautious of the monster fish. He drew back slightly from the edge of the rock on which he was squatting. The fish was truly an impressively hideous sight. It was a Wells, that fearsome giant member of the catfish family. It halted, staring up at the bird and snake, its mighty length trailing down into the icy waters. Two wide-spaced eyes, twin black beads, ever on the watch for prey, loom close to the surface, the wide, blubbery, blue-tinged lips, moving constantly, opening and closing, caused two long barbells on the upper jaw to move in concert with the four lesser ones beneath the lower lip. The monstrous fish stayed momentarily hanging there, its fins rotating slowly.